The Tibetan Book of Living and Dying, 30th Anniversary Edition. Written by Sogyal Rinpoche. Edited by Patrick Gaffney and Andrew Harvey. Narrated by Lorraine Velez. Copyrighted by the Rigpa Fellowship. This audiobook was recorded by arrangement with the Rigpa Fellowship and was produced in the year 2023 by Echo Point Books and Media LLC, which holds the copyright thereto. Foreword by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. In this timely book, Sogyal Rinpoche focuses on how to understand the true meaning of life, how to accept death, and how to help the dying and the dead. Death is a natural part of life, which we will all surely have to face sooner or later. To my mind, there are two ways we can deal with it while we are alive. We can either choose to ignore it, or we can confront the prospect of our own death, and by thinking clearly about it, try to minimize the suffering that it can bring. However, in neither of these ways can we actually overcome it. As a Buddhist, I view death as a normal process, a reality that I accept will occur as long as I remain in this earthly existence. Knowing that I cannot escape it, I see no point in worrying about it. I tend to think of death as being like changing your clothes when they're old and worn out, rather than some final end. Yet death is unpredictable. We do not know when or how it will take place, so it is only sensible to take certain precautions before it actually happens. Naturally, most of us would like to die a peaceful death, but it is also clear that we cannot hope to die peacefully if our lives have been full of violence, or if our minds have mostly been agitated by emotions like anger, attachment, or fear. So if we wish to die well, we must learn how to live well. Hoping for a peaceful death, we must cultivate peace in our mind and in our way of life. As you will read here, from the Buddhist point of view, the actual experience of death is very important. Although how or where we will be reborn is generally dependent on karmic forces, our state of mind at the time of death can influence the quality of our next rebirth. So at the moment of death, in spite of the great variety of karmas we have accumulated, if
sample complete. Ready to continue?